Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Day to be alive on this Friday. Kyle Brustin Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust, coming to you live from the Sunshine State in Florida. Back at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios, we have the Packer backer in his Packer gear, Kyle Wallace. Say something, Kyle.
I'm wearing a throwback Packers jacket. It's too big for me, but it's to get a throwback performance from our Green Bay Packers. We need to go back to the Super Bowl year.
It looked not very fitting to you.
It's baby girl's dad.
But it does look cool.
It's baby girl's dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the good thing about this is,
so now you're wearing baby girl's clothes and baby girl's dad's clothes.
This is, he gave it to me. And the thing about it is, it looks big on me, but this is good for my jeans. Because if baby girl dad is this big, 6'2", 225,
oh, yeah.
Little baby Wallace is going to be some beef, huh? That's what I can't wait for.
Hopefully more of her jeans and less of Sloppy's jeans.
Yes,
Brad Nordman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, Bradley.
Benjamin, usually we're commenting on what Kyle's wearing, maybe me. But today, I can comment on what Ben's wearing. Ben is in his Florida mode, man. When he chimed in on our pre-show meeting, and you can see him on YouTube on the ESPN Milwaukee or ESPN Madison YouTube. Boy, he's got a white polo. When I saw him stand up, he's got khakis on.
He is cheesing so hard right now.
He's got his blinds closed to not make us feel bad, but there's palm trees in his background. Ben is, he's Florida man right now. It is Ben Brust, Florida man right now.
He's just not biting people.
Dude, look, airplane travel is fascinating. Like, it just is. Like, I was in Wisconsin today, and then next thing you know, boop, just like that. You hop in a tube, and then next thing you know, I'm in great weather.
It is crazy.
And things are amazing. I took a walk on the beach. It was wonderful.
But what did you use to get there, though?
Brad,
because
mentioned,
you said you didn't bring sandals, so what did you do in order to get to the beach?
It's a great question. I took the slippers from the hotel room and used those as my beach wear.
Oh, wow.
Resourceful.
I have the loafers for the welcome party, the dress shoes for obviously the wedding, and then I have one pair of shoes that I'll wear to and from the airport and back. So, like, I just got creative. And I don't care what I wear as long as I get to where I'm going. Like, I wear the same things every day. You think
it's
I'm
true.
Worried about someone judging me in the hotel lobby when I walk out in black slippers that don't even fit me going to the beach? Hell no, I'm never going to see your asses again. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liss is more. Alex Strofe is running the show. And the Packers are looking to avoid three straight losses. Opportunity looms on Sunday. Four straight noon games. So adjust your calendars accordingly to how you will prepare in the mornings with Green Bay game day.
Oh,
with
that
Alex
means no
Strofe.
Sunday
Get
karma
ready for that. No Sunday karma for Kyle
Wallace.
I think
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. It's not four straight noon games.
Mm. It's four straight noon games, just
they
not
got
on Sunday.
A bunch of noon games coming up. Well, either way, Sundays will look good for
you. Oh,
yeah,
you're
Kyle.
Right. It is a noon game still.
Mm-hmm. Oh, four straight noon games.
Yeah, they moved it back. So on Thanksgiving, it used to be the first game was at 11:30 Central, but it is noon this year.
I saw that.
I
very
like
strange.
That 11:30, though. That 11:30, like, it came and it was like, you just got a little taste of football a little quicker.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
They sprung forward.
Accordingly. Now, the bad part for – real quick, Kyle. In your family on Thanksgiving, what time do you guys eat?
Why do you ask me, huh?
What kind of
Americans questions is this? My family eats around 4 o'clock. Why?
Oh wow, that's late.
Because we eat around four. It's not a two Americas question I'm asking you. This pertains to if the Packers against the Lions, if it doesn't go good for you, you shut down.
Yeah.
You probably will lose an appetite.
I remember a couple of years ago, I was on. You know, I was feeling great because the Packers actually won that game.
Probably ate the whole turkey.
Yeah.
Or ham.
No, we won. I was happy. you know, the Packers usually win on Thanksgiving for the most part, and we're not in a situation where it's do or die when we play on Thanksgiving.
Pretty close. For the division, maybe.
Well, no, we're not usually in that situation. Y'all got to understand, I've been a Packers fan my whole life, and when we played the Lions on Thanksgiving, the Lions sucked. Even the last time we played them in 2023, guess what? We won. So it hasn't been – and then last year, what happened on Thanksgiving? We blew the Dolphins out.
At night, though. So you had all day
I had all day. So, no, I mean, I'll eat away my sorrows or I'll be celebrating. One of the two. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be fat.
So last week, heading into the Philadelphia Eagles game, the term must win started way too early in the season for me because it wasn't a must win. Brad had characterized this as a character game. Yes. I believe we've had a statement game. Kyle still called it a must-win. Strofe, I saw that on Mr. Relevant, you guys have this as a need-to-win game. Does anybody have recommendations on the title of what this game is on Sunday heading into the New York Giants?
So I've got several, and I'm going to tell you the one I'm going to land on. The no-excuses game. That's what I got. That's one of them. No excuses. I've also got the bounce back game. Got a time to bounce back, boys. Time to bounce back.
Double loss, bounce back.
We call that a get right game around here.
Get right.
That's what we call a get right game.
It's kind of similar to my next one. Right the ship. Got to right the ship. It's a right the ship game. My favorite three are coming up here. Earn your stripes game.
Oh, wow.
Earn your stripes. Huh?
You got to earn that Packer stripe now.
Wow.
They're not earning it.
Wow, that's
Hang on,
crazy.
Brad. Before you continue, 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line, KBN Nation, ESP Wisconsin. What are we titling the game Sunday against the New York Giants?
The final two, and I'm going to say the one that I am finally calling in, right? A gut check game. It's a gut check game for the Green Bay Packers.
That's not bad.
And this is one that I'm going to stick with. So those were ones I thought were appropriate. This is what I'm going to go with. It's the put up or shut up game. Put up or shut up game.
Yeah, I don't.
Everyone's doing a little talking. Uh-huh. Matt LaFleur's play calling. I ain't giving up play calling. It's time to put up or shut up, Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it simple. It's a must win game for the Green Bay Packers.
Like, oh my God.
That's so vanilla.
The problem is,
You're so basic.
Y'all want to be like Matt LaFleur, get all cute. No, I ain't getting cute. I'm getting straight to the dang point.
Last week was a must win for you.
No, this week was a statement. That was supposed to be a statement game. Okay, and the statement was made is that the defense
is bad statement.
Nope. The defense is the dogs and the offense is bad. That's the statement that was made. I thought it could be a victory statement, but that wasn't the case. This is a must-win game, and how it matters, how it looks does matter, but winning is the only thing that actually does matter, if that all makes sense to you all. Because at the end of the day, a loss means your season is over. A win means you have another opportunity to get better. Now, how you win, if you win in great fashion, then that's fantastic. That's great, but at the end of the day, you're looking to win this game on Sunday and build momentum and build confidence moving forward. So, yes, this is a must-win game because I promise y'all, if the Packers do the unthinkable on Sunday, the season is over. That's why you must win this game against the Giants. They're scrubs. Beat up on scrubs. Beat up on crab leg stealing Jameis Winston. Beat up on a third string quarterback. Beat up on a team that doesn't have their number one wide receiver. Beat up on a team that doesn't have their number one running back. Beat up on a team that doesn't have their head coach because they fired him. This should be a victory, and it is a must-win game. So there is no jokes y'all can make about these stupid other names that Brad or Ben are going to come up with. KBN Nation, it is a must-win game on Sunday.
Must win from Kyle. Brad, you said so many. I got to write down your official name.
Put up or shut up game.
Brad, you think this is a joke, huh? You think it's a gimmick?
No, those were real. No, all those were legitimate
so
named games for this game.
That they're making fun of the fact that our season is hanging in the balance on Sunday. Is this ain't a gimmick or no game?
No gimmick. It's time to put up or shut up.
You can't call two games in a row a must-win game.
I didn't say last week was a statement game. Ben misquoted me. It was a statement game.
Okay.
Obviously, you weren't listening to our show. You're too.
Do you not agree that you do put up or shut up?
I was on your show.
On Sunday? On Monday?
On Monday, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Barely. You said what?
Do you agree they need to put up or shut up?
Either way, I'm with Brad. It is a put up or shut up.
Yeah,
like, Ben. Are you going to put your best foot forward on the field and give people hope? Or is this just going to be, oh, next week we're questioning the team and their hopes to do anything moving forward?
Oh, my goodness. So I'll put up yourself a game against a lowly Giants game. Oh, yeah, put up yourself against the Giants.
Okay, but you can't do that anymore when they've lost to bad teams, Kyle. That's the difference here.
No, put up or shut up.
I have this as the win or your ass is grass game.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Very clever. Very clever. I like it.
I skipped half the audition game because when I landed on win or your ass is grass game, I didn't know if I could do any better than that.
No, that's perfect. And that's so, like, football cliche. Your ass is grass. Such a great football cliche. And it's true. I mean, I think that whether it's a must win, your ass is grass, or put up or shut up, it's time that the Packers actually wake up and show up at a game. This is probably
Is it a put up or shut up game, a must win game, or win or your ass is grass game?
Oh, that's a great poll.
That is a great poll.
I hope booty is gone. Type is the one that wins that poll.
I will say, like, especially with their injuries, because you didn't even mention that one of their starting their best linebacker is out. This is probably the worst team the Packers have played.
Nah,
I think this team is worse than the Browns.
Really,
I think the Browns. Nah.
The Browns have a really good
defense. The Browns have a top 10 defense.
But the Browns
and Flacco was
the Giants are 28th in defense. They're on to Jameis Winston. They lost Scadaboo. They don't have Malik
fired
Neighbors.
Head coach. This is like the worst team they've played all year.
I feel like the Giants.
This is Kyle
been,
doing the thing
no,
now where we're giving
dude,
facts,
no.
and he's going to try and justify every reason just in case the Packers don't get it done as to why it's okay.
It's hard for me to think a team that just lost to the Giants is one that is a good football team. I'm saying both teams suck, but I just think the Browns haven't been very competitive outside of the Packers game and outside of them beating up on the Dolphins. The Giants have been competitive. They had multiple games. Their coach got fired not just because they were losing, because they were losing games that's being
up. Their coach is fired.
I
get it.
Yeah, tons of injuries.
All of those things are gone.
Specific version of the Giants.
Okay, if that's what y'all want to say, this version of the Giants with their quarterback being out. Okay.
There's no other way to say it. This is who they are playing.
Okay, no, that's fair. Yeah, okay. I'm with you on that. I'm saying overall, as teams throughout the season, I feel like the Giants have had a better season. But you're right. All those guys are gone, so they
Kyle, are you nervous worse. For this game?
Not at all.
Really?
Not at all.
I feel like I'm getting some, like, you know, kind of intense energy.
No, it's a must. Y'all asked me what this game should be about, and it's a must-win game. Now, when we talk about Jordan Love and his comments, ho-ho, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Bleep or get off the pot game from Cody on the Carbon
nice.
Text line.
That's a good one.
I think you guys are taking it. Like, it's important, but, like, what pot are they on? Like, they're playing a bad team. They should be able
but
to win
this
game.
But this is a must-win game.
It is a must-win game.
Kyle, you said, how is this important? You literally said the season is over if they don't win.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't know, the bleep or get off the toilet. Like, I don't know. Those seem a little aggressive.
What's the difference when you say the season's over if they lose?
I don't know. Mine is more direct. This is kind of like putting
Kyle's
stuff out there.
Kyle's camera loves spamming. Let me tell you that much. Now we're getting a good view at the door.
It does. Stroke, can you fix the camera for me?
800-990-3776. Apple Man in the Orchard chimes in. Hope for the playoffs is over game. I think that's too far because there is a – and with all of our options, there is a positive element to it because it is likely that they do beat this lowly Giants football team.
I'd be distraught
but
if they
anything
didn't.
Can happen based off what we've seen from the inconsistencies of this.
Have we lost our last two games against the Giants during the regular season? We lost in London, and then we lost to Danny DeVito.
Tommy DeVito. Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Might as well be.
But honestly,
just as bad.
Tommy Danny, same thing.
But the Tommy DeVito game was not unlike what this team is facing, right? Because the Packers were, I mean, they were kind
they were
of more cruising.
At that point.
But that was a bad Giants team. And Tommy DeVito got benched like 3 weeks later. And he was replacement quarterback, and it was in New York.
Yeah.
So you got Jameis, replacement quarterback. They're in turmoil. The only difference is the Packers aren't coming off some wins. But that's where it's just like, this game, it is put up or shut up. It is must win. It is your ass is grass. And it's not necessarily like the way this Packer team is playing, it's not like it's a foregone conclusion they're going to win.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tony Cartagena, producer of The Analysis Show, who's got something to chime in with, probably to Kyle Wallace.
As an observer of your show, dedicated listener, Kyle's been giving off the nervous energy all week.
Really?
All week. You do it, you know, you talk really, really fast, faster than usual. You flip-flop a lot. Today, I'm about, I don't know, 12 feet away from you through glass. You're sweating.
Like, shoot, this jacket's hot as hell.
I just feel it's like hot. The Packer backer is giving off very nervous vibes all week because you don't want to admit, and I don't want to admit it either, that the Giants might be on an equal level with the Packers for how bad the Packers have been playing the last 2 weeks.
No.
I just don't think you want to admit it, and that's okay. No, protect the brand, I would say Kyle's nervous.
I'm not nervous, but it would be foolish for me to sit here and say, remember when Strofe said there's a 100% chance the Green Bay Packers beat the Chicago Bears?
Oh, yeah.
Still got to put on that Mike Ditka jersey or outfit or whatever it is.
Are you going to do that right now?
No. My whole point is saying I'm not going to say it's 100% chance they're going to beat the Giants simply because of the performances I have seen from this Green Bay Packer football team over the last 2 weeks. There is no way anybody in their right mind would sit here and say the Packers are going to win 100% against the Giants.
Count his words per minute. There is no way anyone can say that the Packers are not going to win 100%. Kyle, it's okay. You can be nervous, bro.
I'm not nervous.
We're all a little nervous.
I would say the best observation that I got there from Tony Cartagena is calling out the talking really fast, the voice inflection changing all week, the anger on Tuesday to Wednesday immediately turning the page to it wasn't a bad loss and making the excuses that he makes whenever he can get a chance to make an excuse, not accepting the fact that
Game this guy is paying the terrible narrative. He got baby girl at the house even using that narrative. I said, you
whoa,
funny.
No way.
I said, what?
What's baby girl using?
She said, you did flip-flop a little bit yesterday. I said, the hell I did. I said, see, that's the problem. You all that fake news that Ben Brusby trying to spit. You fell for the trap.
KVN Nation chimes in daily about you, Kyle.
I'm standing on business with this team. I feel good about this football team, but if they lose on Sunday, then why would I feel good?
Why would I feel good? You heard that? You heard that inflection?
Why would I? Would you?
Kyle, say it with your chest or you're nervous.
I feel good about this football team on Sunday, like I said before, when the Packers, I can't wait to Monday. You know why? Because the Lions don't.
Well, we all expect them
to
win.
You're celebrate beating the Giants.
No. Hold on.
Yeah, expect them.
Let me just make sure the Lions and the Eagles don't play Monday night football. They probably don't because
Sunday
go
night
back.
Football.
Listen, I can't wait to Monday when I come in here and everybody's looking up at the Green Bay Packers and the NFC North. I cannot wait. All this talk, all this chatter, y'all did all week about, this team, they're going to be they're a seventh seed. And
Again, Strofe. This is the equivalent, again, of Kyle arguing with himself.
No, they're going to be in first place.
Watch on
Monday.
YouTube. He's swaying in his chair. He's back and forth.
They're going to be in first place come Monday. Like we took this whole week to bash Matt LaFleur.
Just
and bash
tell
the
us
Packers.
About American Family Insurance. Just talk a little slower so people can understand you.
Listen, one thing I know is the Packers are big supporters of American Family Insurance, and you should be as well. With American Family Insurance, all you have to do is go to AmFam.com today. That's AmFam.com today for you to be able to get a quote instantly online or to find an agent near you. And thing is life is always better. So if you're looking to get homeowners insurance, car insurance, if you'll get renters insurance, or if you're looking to get a life insurance policy, you can do that all with American Family Insurance. So always remember, y'all, insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today to get a quote online or to find an agent near you.
Jordan Love says the offense is pretty close to being where it needs to be. We'll hear from Jordan Love, and if you agree, I want to know why you agree, because it doesn't feel like what he's spewing is what we're seeing. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Brad.
Kyle.
I know.
Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Brust, live from Florida. Very beautiful here. Brad Nortman, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe hanging out at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studio, and you, KBN Nation, can get us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. We're also on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, Jordan Love spoke to the media and obviously fielding questions about the offense's inability to put up points at a level that many expect from Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love after scoring 13-7 in the last two games at home. Heading into this Giants game, where's the offense at, according to Jordan Love?
You know, you look back at that Steelers game, and I think we were executing at a very high level. You know, everybody around us making plays, you know, focused on the details, and we took advantage of a lot of the looks that they're giving us. And, you know, I think we're right there. We're right there as an offense, and it just comes down to those small details that are, I think, holding us back. But, you know, we have everything we need on offense. We got the right players. Obviously, we've got some injuries, but we still got the right mindset. We just got to find ways to focus more, hone in on those little details, and execute.
They're right there. Find a way to focus in on those small details. Brad, when you hear this, and I have a lot to say, so I want to hear from you as someone who's been in a locker room, and, you know, when things aren't going right, what do you hear from this?
Well, he's saying all the right things to the media, obviously. I don't know if his predecessor, Aaron Rodgers, would be so graceful with two offensive performances like that. But we know Jordan Love is a good dude, a good leader, and he's saying all the right things. I hope it's not as, I don't want to use the word, he's not casual with it, but it sounds like he thinks it's going to happen. Like, they're right there, and they seem to make a couple of tweaks, and they're going to be just fine. I don't necessarily buy that. When you are in the locker room, you have to have hard conversations. You have to look at your personnel with a fine-tooth comb. And this is somebody like Jordan Love, who is, you know, he's a player, but he is your leader because he's your quarterback, and a coach of certain ways because, you know, a quarterback is orchestrating everything going on out there. But you have to be really realistic with your team right now. And the reality of your team is your offensive line stinks. They do. They stink. I can't even believe it. This is the worst offensive line the Green Bay Packers had in my lifetime. You can't run the football, and you can't protect Jordan Love. Even in that game that he was talking about with the Pittsburgh Steelers, let us not forget that the Packers couldn't even get the run game going in that game. Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 33 yards. That's less than 3 yards per carry. Now, Emmanuel Wilson got in there at the end for a little bit of burst, but even before some of these injuries, they were struggling running the ball. And the masterful game by Jordan Love, it was quicker paced throws, right? Getting the ball out there and getting it moving. That's how he got most of his completions for those 20-some in a row.
It was also a lot of yak.
So, look, Jordan Love, I don't believe that this team, I don't believe that Jordan Love believes that this offensive side of the ball is devoid of talent or potential. Like, nobody believes that. He's a good quarterback. They've got good weapons. You got a good running back. The problem is, outside of a good quarterback, a good offensive line is the next most important thing, and there's no easy fixes, so he and Matt LaFleur need to get really creative to find ways to go through that. So if he and Matt LaFleur have gotten together and said, this is what we're going to do to mask our bad offensive line that there's no easy fix for, then I can buy that. But short of that, I just don't believe that they are as close as they say they are.
Yeah, I think it's overblown. I trust Jordan Love, and I trust what he's talking about. He understands what this offense needs to do. I think it is as simple as execution. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Understand the offensive line is having problems. You say the offensive line is bad. I think the offensive line is simply just out of sync, and they're going to have to find their rhythm. And we'll see exactly if they're able to do that. But this offense, as I've been saying this entire week, the offense has the ability to be good. We've seen them excel at a high level. It has just been the inconsistencies of them being able to put together a full football game, and that comes down to execution. And so it is on Jordan Love, as the leader of that offense, to ensure that these guys are executing. So if the quarterback believes that it's that simple, then it is on him to take it on his shoulders to say, I demand you all to be better. That is exactly what it is, and that's why I think we need to get a little bit more of that Aaron Rodgers attitude out of Jordan Love, because he can't stand for these guys to continue making mistakes like this. Because at the end of the day, if this team wins and loses, we're only looking at two people. They're looking at Matt LaFleur, and they're looking at Jordan Love. So Jordan Love, at a certain point, you're going to have to grab the bull by the horns and say, this is my damn offense, and y'all better get it together. But I do think it is as simple as execution. These teams aren't significantly better than the Green Bay Packers, or even better than the Green Bay Packers. They're just executing at a higher level. There's no reason why the Carolina Panthers should have been able to do their game plan against you. They are the Carolina Panthers. They couldn't even beat the dang Saints. So that is on the Green Bay Packers. Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love get it together to make sure this team is executing more. But I believe what he's saying, man. I'm not too concerned.
Well, here's where I'm at. I think I'm good with it right now. But, like, this is put up or shut up right now. Like, yeah, I'm good with this is the right message as the quarterback to make sure that your team feels from you that there is light at the end of the tunnel of what we've seen the last 2 weeks. The thing that scares me is the word that you kept using in describing what they need to do and what Jordan Love had talked about. Focus, little things, execution. That's something that's been consistent all year long of them not executing at a high level, making boneheaded penalties, stalling drives, not finishing in the red zone. And then I think back and I think back to the Steelers game. Mike Tomlin did a phenomenal job of saying, we're going to stop Josh Jacobs. But then you see two teams after that keep everything in front of them, go two high safety, and not worry as much about the rush because the Packers have not been able to execute that at a high level all year long, and make everything be dink and dunk. And that's what the Panthers and that's what the Eagles did so well against the Packers. So if you're going to be in a game where, again, the Giants defense falls in this realm, total defense on the year, Bengals 32nd, 27 points for the Packers, Cowboys 31st, 40 points for the Packers. Commanders 30th. I think that might have been 27 as well. And then you got the Giants at 29 and the Steelers at 28. So when he talks about doing it against the Steelers, yes, that second half was impressive. But at the same time, you got to do it against the Giants, because if you don't do it against the Giants, who are reeling and stink, I don't know how you can have confidence moving forward. And I won't be able to listen to Jordan Love saying we're close and it's right there. You got to show me. It is put up or shut up, or your ass is grass.
And I think that's why when I say this is a must-win game, a loss against the New York Giants. Wait a minute. A loss against the New York Giants.
No, I'm just laughing that we're using all of our terms from what we've named this game.
It will break this football team. It will break the Packers if they lose, because there's one thing, and you both play it again at a very high level. When you know how good you are but you're not playing to your potential and you lose some games, like, we're right there, you think, okay, all we got to do is work to get it together. But if you lose another game like this, to make it three in a row to a team like the Giants, all of a sudden that level of confidence of us being that good, it kind of creeps in of doubt, right? Like, maybe we aren't good. Like, what's happening? How are we not getting this right? And that's when teams start falling apart.
Yeah, you know, and when I think about this offense, the one concern I have is this offense is rhythm-based, right? I feel like there's two ways, and there's a lot of ways you could approach it for have a great offense, but you're either like a steamroller, kind of like Philly or Detroit, where it's just like, we got a stud O-line, we're just rolling downhill at you, right? And then it's less about rhythm and more about force. The Green Bay Packers, this team, and has usually always been more about rhythm. The hard part is, when you're in rhythm, boy, it's hard to stop. But Ben, I mean, on the basketball court, you can comment on this too. Like, it's hard to create rhythm when you don't have it, especially when you need to have it. So this is a situation where it's like this offense needs to get into rhythm, not something that's easy to manufacture. So it's going to be on Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur to create a script against this bad defense to get this team in rhythm.
Perfect game for it.
Perfect. It is a perfect game.
On the Carpus Talk to Text line, 800-990-3776. Tyler chimes in, Ben, you need Kyle in Florida with you. He would have been the perfect flip-flop that you forgot to bring.
Oh, wow.
Very funny.
Actually, I thought
Ben,
that was really
I need to find out. I need to just keep pounding something about Ben so everybody just starts making fun of Ben.
Yeah, Ben should be in marketing because he can really brand something.
He's a great salesman. He is. Yes. He's a great salesman. Look at this.
You say these things, I just point them out. And I will point out that when I played tennis yesterday at the Princeton Club, I was wearing my Iron Jock long sleeve, and ooh-wee, it was perfect. Kept me cool, kept me less smelly, because their silver ion technology, it's killing 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria, and it doesn't wash out. And on the weekends, my go-tos are the hoodies, especially with the weather we're at right now. I'm one of those weirdos, maybe I'm not weird to you, where I like wearing shorts and then like a hoodie on top, because I like to let the legs breathe. But the hoodie is perfect, because it doesn't make me too hot, doesn't make me like cold, because it's a perfect amount of cover up, and the way it makes me feel. I mean, my wife's already getting sick of me wearing it, and she's gonna have to get used to it, because I love these hoodies. They have introduced the Iron Jock 4 new lightweight hoodies. These hoodies are world class with cooling, wicking, and a four-way stretch. That's what I'm wearing on the weekends, and that's what you can wear on the weekends or during the week by going to ironjock.com to get your hoodie today. That's ironjoc.com. And with that, you on this Friday have a chance to win an Iron Jock hoodie right now. We'll go caller 22. Caller 22 to win an Iron Jock hoodie. They're absolutely amazing. And I'm telling you, when you get your hands on this, you're going to go for more at ironjock.com. 800-990-3776. Caller number 22. 800-990-3776 to win your Iron Jock hoodie. Caller number 22. Strofe will get to you and give away the hoodie. And then we're going to hear from Strofe next with the Wheel of Strofe.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Here's the worst thing that happened about Brad Nortman producing Kyle Bruston-Nortman, and is, Kyle, you know what's going to happen? He's going to have so much, like, softness in his heart for producers.
I lost a guy.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It's the put up or shut up game on Sunday for the Green Bay Packers. It's Kyle Bruston-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Not alongside me, because I'm going to do this every segment and be a douche. I'm in Florida right now. Cool. And you guys are back at the Gruber Law Offices.
Is it that cool? Studios. I'd rather be in Wisconsin. On Wisconsin, baby.
I don't know.
Going to the beach today and taking a walk was quite nice. I'm not going to lie.
Did you not work today?
That's Kyle Wallace. What's up?
You took today off? You took a half day?
I took a half day off, yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Are you my manager? Are you keeping tabs on me?
No, just making sure you're working. I mean, not to put your business out there, but Bradley, if a half day, we do the show for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then we also have show prep for an hour, and somebody left show prep early today. So are you putting in a full half day, Ben?
I worked in the car ride of the Uber to the hotel.
Wow. Like a New York executive.
Ideas on the plane this morning.
Okay, here we go. Here, stealing time, bro.
Did I hear anything from Kyle Wallace about the show this morning? I don't think so, actually.
Nah,
so, yeah,
nah.
real rich coming from you. Let's get to the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Oh no, I'm not on the screen anymore.
Oh, let me fix that.
Another day, another buckaroony. There I am.
Are you just having like the best day ever? You've been giggling a lot.
Oh, it's just fun that Kyle's so mad that his own girl called him a flip-flopper, and now he's mad and trying to turn it on me.
I had to explain to her what I was saying. I said, you fell into the trap.
No,
that's
she didn't.
Not good,
she
Kyle.
Listened to you change your opinion over the course of an hour.
Yeah, that's actually pretty – it's hard to defend that, Kyle.
No, I don't think
she
I
loves
did.
You.
I didn't.
Hey, it's fine. I got in trouble for hypothetically giving my dog away last night.
So. Oh, wow. You're bringing this to air?
She's on an airplane. It's fine.
She might be listening.
Yeah, let's do it, Strofe.
So what?
So yesterday, I came onto the show because I saw a TikTok that said, would you give away your dog for $10,000 a week? And really, the only answer is yes. But there are some people, 5 to 10%, who are like, the dog is the human. And that's their prerogative. I would say Strofe's girlfriend might be one of those. I don't want to speak for her.
Oh, wow.
He's
calling her crazy.
He would give Patricia away.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's disrespectful. Don't call my girlfriend.
See how Kyle's overcompensating now?
Trying to win back the ladies of the show.
Wait, did he not say some people think dogs are children? I would say Strofe's wife is one of those. Calling her crazy.
Yeah, not my wife, but thanks. At least yet. So I'm sitting on the chair last night.
Not after this dog convo you have with her.
So here's the thing. I texted her earlier in the day, and I'm like, I had a weird day at work. I need to vent when we get home. And she's like, well, you can do that, but I've got to pack, because she's out of town the next couple of days for work. And so I'm sitting on the couch, having a glass of wine to unwind.
Oh,
watching the Thursday,
so sophisticated.
Watching the Thursday night football game. And she comes in the room, and the dog's laying next to me. And she looks at the dog and she goes, oh my God, look at her. She is so cute. And she walks over and she picks the dog up. Like, she's a little dog, so she cuddles her. My lady started crying.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Dang, I didn't know this was going to go this far.
That's a lot of love.
Wait.
That's a lot of love.
Wait a minute.
You'd give her away? and then I learned she was just messing with me. But
you started
crying, though?
I think they were fake tears.
Oh, wow.
It was good.
That's next level.
You better watch out for that.
That's diabolical.
No, that would be diabolical. You're in trouble. Yeah, you'd be in trouble.
Did she have you a little bit on skates for a minute there?
Oh, big time. I thought I was sleeping on the couch last night.
Did you look up any more yachts last night?
No, but I did.
That would have helped.
It's funny you say that. Somebody that I'm friends with, or I shouldn't say friends, somebody I went to high school with, now works on yachts in Florida.
Oh.
And her parents just went to visit her, and they were on the yacht. So on my Facebook feed last night, this parent of somebody, so it was somebody that was a year older than me, her younger sister works on yachts now. So I saw all these pictures of them on a yacht in Florida yesterday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm like, this could be my life.
That could be your life.
Well, not technically. Nobody's giving you $500,000 to give away a dog. Yeah, they're not worth that much.
So anyway, I don't want to give away Patricia.
For the record.
For the record. But.
But a yacht's nice.
But for $520,000
a year. No. Don't go down that path. Strofe, you got in trouble yet.
She's on a plane. He's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what, Strofe? Go ahead.
She's got time to cool down before she's back, I'm sure.
Keep digging the grave. Keep digging it. The last thing you want is a woman manager.
This wheel has gotten so loose.
This wheel is oof.
Hey, it's a good wheel. It's a good wheel. It's had a good run so far. How about over to the MLB we start as Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, first time ever in MLB history, both the AL and NL MVPs go back to back. Is this like the best two best players in a league we've seen? Like, I think of Brady and Manning. I think of like Kobe, LeBron, or
Cal Raleigh got robbed.
Cal Raleigh did get robbed. But I mean, when I think of the peak of the peak, these are two generational talents playing at the same time.
That's true.
Really well put.
Shohei's in a whole nother world. I mean, you know, it does make it fun.
Shohei's in a whole nother level.
Maybe not quite what Shohei is.
Aaron Judge, obviously, with the AL, the 60-plus home runs, like in his batting average this year, he was awesome. But we witnessed firsthand how ridiculous Shohei Ohtani is. And millions of people in Japan got to see Alex Strofe cry to Shohei Ohtani hitting three home runs as he was live streaming the Brewers' season-ending game where Shohei was absolutely electric. So, yeah, I mean, it's great. The sad part is I want one of those, and we're never going to have one of those.
It's okay. Yeah.
It's true. I don't know. I guess we had a couple MVPs and Yelich.
Is Jackson Churio going to start throwing 98 with a cutter and a curveball?
We're not going to have one of those peoples.
They are fun to watch, though. I mean, like, I will say having superstars like that in baseball, I'm usually just like, I only watch the Brewers. I really have no interest in any other teams. But if Aaron Judge is up to bat and Shohei Ohtani is up to bat or he's pitching, I'm probably tuning in. Like, it's fun to have those kind of superstars again. It's not apples to apples, but it's reminiscent of like those 90s, home run kings, where it's just like it's fun, drama, and excitement for the game outside of the Brewers.
The biggest thing is you got to see them against each other. That's what you
steroid era will always be the best, though.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Magical time. There's no magical.
You know what's the best sport when it comes to one-on-one? Nothing's better than tennis. We have two great tennis
players. That's true.
Yeah, that's a good take.
Classics.
Great point by
just
you.
Just classics.
Wheel of Strofe!
Oh. Strofe's in his bag with the spin right now.
It is a good spin. Oh! Almost.
Get down and give me 20.
It's not red. It hung on. Now it let go. But Brad...
it was very close.
Official judge is a yellow.
Okay, great. Last thing for you fellas today. Today, National Pickle Day.
Oh, my gosh.
You or your significant other, which one is the fan of pickles, and why is it not both of you? Go.
Okay, I love pickles. She likes pickles. But why I said, oh, my gosh, is there are sandwich shops who are selling pickled sandwiches for BOGO.
Like pickles as the bread?
Yes, the only BOGO I have no interest in ever getting. Why would I want pickles in between a damn pickle sandwich with meat in between it? That is weird.
I despise pickles.
Have you
They're
never
overrated.
Had ham roll-ups?
What the hell is that?
Cream cheese, ham, and pickles?
You despise pickles?
Yeah, pickles are disgusting.
And your wife loves them, I guarantee it.
She does like them. Yeah, she likes them a lot.
They come so many
it's the pickle theory. It's the pickle
theory. It is weird. And neither of us understand one another.
I love the pickle family. Even I love cucumbers. Oh. I love cucumbers. Oh,
that's right. You ate Stroh's
pickle.
Cucumber.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I forgot about Cucumber Gate. Not to mention... Appleman the Orchard, who's always chiming in on the Carbless Talking text line, he has kickles at his apple orchard.
Oh, yes, right.
Pickles with a little kick.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Those on a sandwich are dynamite.
Pickles do come in different tastes and flavors, and I love them.
It's not
really
an appealing flavor.
No.
Or texture.
But it comes... So
I wonder what...
No, it comes in different tastes. But, Brett, have you only had, like, just the regular pickled in a jar?
You dill pickle?
No. So, like, the pickles at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, oh,
I can say I've never had Pottawatomie's pickles.
You just
potato pickle.
You got to eat it.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, yeah, Ben.
Okay.
How
about you? We'll be there next week and mail the pickle.
It's the first thing I grab off the plate.
No, yeah, Ben legitimately is like, Ben doesn't always eat when we're there. He usually takes it to go. He saw my pickle and said, hey, are you going to eat there? Are you going to eat that pickle? I said, yeah, I'm going to eat my pickle. He said, I love pickles.
Next week when we're there, I'll have the pickle. I'll try it.
There next Thursday.
Hold on, sorry, I was on the phone. Ben, does your wife like pickles?
No, Brad, don't eat your pickles so I can have your pickles. Yeah, she does like pickles.
That's usually not how that works.
I don't think that's
usually
real
it's only one person in the relationship.
How did you develop this pickle theory?
I don't think that's you just make up this theory today.
No, it's a real theory that's always existed.
No.
Like when you go out to eat and everybody gets a pickle, usually one will give the pickle to the other.
Lexi's the classic. Ooh, can I have that pickle?
Can you give me your pickle?
You bet you can, baby.
Now, baby girl will give me her pickle, but she likes pickles.
You like pickles more?
Oh yeah. I grew up putting. Never mind.
I will say, Kyle, we got good ones because she likes things that I like, but she will give them to me knowing.
I'm looking on YouTube right now. She's in the room. He's sweet talking her while she's in the room. He's trying to score bonus points.
He is on vacation.
This
that's
is why he's so
time.
Happy.
Do you blame me?
Yeah, that's why he's happy.
Do you blame me?
He got time away from the baby.
Yeah.
It's
just Mr.
time.
And Mrs. Brust.
Oh, yeah. I get what y'all see
it
the
is
game you're
Mr.
running.
Mr. and Mrs. Brust with two double beds.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Snuggle
one bed's
up.
From sleeping and the other bed's for relaxing.
Okay, Kyle. That's it for the Wheel of Stroh. 800-990.
Other bets for what?
3776.
I've never heard that before.
Kyle, the other bets for what?
For the freaking weekend.
Cheers to the freaking weekend, Kyle.
Yeah.
I have a kicker question, and I love this question. And I want you to put on the poll, Stroh, because you know what it is. And then we'll get some responses from Twitter and then ask you on the other side, KBN Nation, 800-990-3776, Carbless Talk and Text Line. Life or death? That's all I'm going to say. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Love you.
What?
Love you.
Love you too.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Mr. and Mrs. Brust with two double beds.
That's great. That's great.
Snuggle
one bed's
up.
From sleeping and the other bed's for relax.
Ben Brust live from Florida in his hotel room.
No denial there from Ben Brust.
Kyle Wallace, Brad Norman, Alex Stroh back at the group of Lofts is one call. That's all studios. Boy, why am I sweating right
hot
now?
In there.
A little hot.
It's not the Florida heat.
Bottle of wine.
Not the humidity.
990-3776.
It's going to be a
Carbless
good weekend.
Carbless talking text line.
That's why he cheesed. So he was smiling ear to ear, was he not earlier?
He was. The shades
nice.
Are already pulled.
Yo!
There's no shades already pulled behind him.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Why you turn your
that
camera off during
content
the break?
That was a content decision to make sure that I looked
why
good.
Why you turn your camera off during the break, Ben? What are you doing? Why can't we see what's happening?
I mean, we're only seeing his shoulders.
Enough
up.
Out of you guys.
What do you mean enough out of us? I'm just saying that's weird. Usually you're in the break, you're contacting Stroh, you're messaging us, and then now during the break, you close your camera. What's crazy now? Dirty D, what's happening? You on Kyle Brust and Norman. You got some advice for Ben Brust? Is he on his love
no,
trip in Florida?
No, I wanted to know, Kyle, what's the other bed for?
The other bet is for Bow Chicka Wow
no,
Wow.
No, no, no,
Bow
no,
Chicka
no,
Wow
no.
Wow. Trying to get a sibling.
Now.
Make sure you request service in that
Enough.
Room.
Okay, Finn. Finn's getting red. He getting mag on Texas. Stop it, guys.
She's in the room.
No, I'm.
She's in the room, guys.
I would actually put this.
Y'all messing with my night, man.
I'm putting this on Stroh for playing that bump back. Mr. and Mrs. Brust with two double beds.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Snuggle
one bed's
up.
From sleeping and the other bed's for relax.
Why did you say two beds, Ben?
Yeah,
Ben?
Yeah.
Wow. You invited this.
That was
you
your did. Fault.
You invited this discussion.
Because I like it's just shocking. Like when you walk into a room, you're like, ah, it's not the king bed. It's two beds.
You can ask me. Personally, I enjoy the double bed.
You know what?
I enjoy the double bed. I
you know what? We're back. We're back. We're back in 2 minutes. We're back in 2 minutes. It's Kyle Brust.
That's it? Oh, we've really ruined the weekend, haven't we?